In the past week, police have found about 60 people executed in a single Mexican city. The city is Tijuana, the city just across the border from San Diego, California. The dead appear to be members of rival drug gangs. It's part of a nationwide drug war that is raging despite a government crackdown. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Tijuana.
The killings in Tijuana have been brutal. Some of the bodies had plastic bags wrapped tightly with duct tape around their heads. Others had no heads left at all. Many of the corpses were partially naked.
There's 5 bodies on the sidewalk.
It's 4 a.m. in a residential neighborhood of Tijuana. Vicente Calderon is looking out at the latest pile of victims. The blindfolded bodies are splayed on the sidewalk, one with his head in the gutter. Calderon is a veteran TV reporter who's worked in Tijuana since the early 1980s. This is the 5th day in a row that he's gotten woken up to cover another mass execution.
In all the years that I have been covering this, this is the worst wave of violence, not just for the number. I mean, it looks like every day there will be a case like this.
One day it was a dozen dead outside an elementary school. The next day's victims were found in vats of acid. On Saturday, police discovered a Ford Explorer loaded with 5 corpses in the back. Calderon says no one doubts that most of the dead were involved in the drug trade, but he says still it's an awful thing to witness.
I mean, it's so sad because they are somebody's father, somebody's brother. So it's really, really amazing and sad, and it's horrifying.
So far this year, more than 400 people have been killed in Tijuana in drug-related violence. There are so many unclaimed bodies at the morgue that officials there are looking to transfer some of the cadavers to another facility. The mayor, Jorge Ramos Hernandez, says part of the problem in his city right now is that members of the local police have been working for years to help the cartels smuggle drugs into the United States. Ramos says he's cleaning out the Tijuana police force.
We fired about 100 bad police officers that didn't work the way we want.
And Mayor Ramos has called on the federal government to help Tijuana fight the drug cartels. Federal police toting assault rifles and wearing black ski masks patrol the streets in the back of pickup trucks. Over the weekend, soldiers set up checkpoints outside Tijuana's General Hospital, where several of the injured from recent gun battles are being treated. The violence that's rocking Tijuana right now is part of a drug war that's unfolding all across Mexico. Last month, police arrested 3 cartel members for a grenade attack in the southern state of Michoacan that killed 8 people and injured more than 100 others. Also in September, piles of bodies, again of alleged cartel members, were found in the Yucatan in Mexico City. Across from El Paso, the city of Juarez has racked up more than 1,000 murders this year as rival cartels fight for control of that smuggling corridor.
Pues en la noche del domingo, en la madrugada, como las entre 3 y 4 de la mañana.
Back in Tijuana, Manuel Tenderos is standing next to a vacant lot where 12 bodies were found last week. Tenderos says the killing seemed to be confined to the drug gangs, and it's not going to make him hide in his house. But still, he says, it's worrying.
Pues en realidad, pues estamos preocupados por los niños. Uno pues ya está grande y todo.
We are worried about the children and the babies playing in the streets, he says. He says Tijuana has reached this strange point. With so many killings recently, parents in his neighborhood now have to worry their children might stumble across gunmen who are out dumping more bodies in the street. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tijuana.